And if you were driving around this weekend, as I was, did you notice gas prices? Do you? Like, do you check gas prices and do you go to one place over another to save a couple cents here or there? Or do you just always fill up when needed? Little background. In our house, we have one SUV and one EV. So I'm not always at the gas station on a regular basis, but I had the SUV out and about all over the area today or this weekend, and really noticed we had what, 389 out in Delafield. I saw 379 today in Shorewood. The national average for a gallon of gas is about 350 now, and it's hovered around that point for the last month or so. But there was a little uptick in the Midwest last week due to a reported storm related outage at an ExxonMobil refinery in Illinois. And that was contributing to higher pump prices in the upper Midwest, according to AAA. But meanwhile, oil prices have fallen a bit lately. In April, a barrel of oil was in the upper 80s, and today it's about $10 cheaper. So that might mitigate some upward price pressure at the pumps. But nationally, you compare gas prices to where they were a year ago, about a quarter less. But let's remember, it's an election year. So I wanted to dive into demand and prices and dynamics around gas. So joining us today is Abdur Chowdhury, a professor emeritus of economics at Marquette University. We are going to talk gas prices and data around policy. Professor, how are you this beautiful Monday?
Oh, I'm doing pretty well, and thank you for having me on your program.
Of course. Thanks for taking the time. So, do election politics dictate that we're going to hear more and more about gas prices in the coming months? I think I know the answer to this, but I wanted to have you on to dive into it a little deeper.
Yeah, we will hear about energy policy of the two major candidates, obviously, in the coming months. But in terms of affecting the price, I don't think there is too much effect. There are other factors that affect gas prices going up or going down, but we will be talking about energy policy a lot.
Yeah. So can gas prices sway elections? I saw over the weekend the gas price in Michigan hit a high of 381, and it's really become a political issue in Michigan for sure.
Unless the gas prices change by a very significant amount, I don't think it will have that much of an effect on election. But obviously, if you see a significant change, that will affect inflation, and people will talk about that because that will hit the pocketbooks.
All right. We are talking to Abdur Chowdhury, Professor Emeritus of Economics at Marquette University. This is The Upswing presented by Horicon Bank, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank. Out and about throughout the weekend, looking at gas prices. Do you go to this place? Do you go to that place? And does it affect where you choose to fill up your car? For me, it's all about convenience, I'm not going to lie, but you got to keep an eye on the price. So joining us this morning is Abdur Chowdhury, Professor Emeritus of Economics at Marquette University. So, Professor, how can, especially through this election year, how do policymakers balance our consumer desire for stable gas prices with kind of the deeper environmental goals of reducing fossil fuel consumption?
Yes, that's a big issue, and I think it will be discussed a lot in the coming months. But basically, in order to balance, the environmental concerns, there are a couple of things that people can talk about and the government can think about. For example, cap and trade is something that we talk about. The government needs to establish some clean energy standards. They also have to minimize the financial risks of climate change. So there is, for example, tax credit for businesses that capture carbon emissions. Mm-hmm. So those are some of the things that the government can do to help the climate change issue and at the same time keep the gas prices relatively stable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so given, you know, there's significant price differences between states. What role do you think federal policy should play in addressing these regional disparities, or should it?
Actually, federal policy doesn't have much impact. The reason is this. If you look at gas price today in the U.S., the federal excise tax on gas is about 18 cents. And the reason why gas prices vary across states is because of environmental regulations are different, the proximity to refineries are different, transportation cost varies depending on how far away you are from the refinery. Just to give you some idea, California, for example, has imposed a 78 cents per gallon excise tax on gas per gallon. The second highest is in Illinois, 66 cents. In Wisconsin, it's 31 cents. So given this, you will always see some variation in prices across states.
Yeah. And when the state's petroleum cleanup program is added, total state taxes and fees collected at the pump in Wisconsin were about 33 cents. And that's, I think, the 11th highest in the nation. Yes. So what are your general thoughts on what a Harris presidency compared to a second term for Trump could mean to influence prices? Obviously, there's, you know, you have the drill, baby, drill. You have the rhetoric on both sides. But from your lens, can that really have any impact on where prices go?
It will have some impact. It may not be too much, but there will be some impact. The main difference I see between a Harris presidency and a Trump, a second term, is their emphasis on reducing fossil fuel consumption. Harris wants to reduce the fossil fuel consumption, impose various type of environmental regulations, whereas Trump wants to do away with many of the regulations that we currently have. Now, the net impact of that will be, given everything else the same, I do see a slight higher gas price under a Harris administration than under a Trump administration.
All
because
right.
of their, you know, different regulations and because of the fossil fuel dependence policies.
Yeah. Are there measures that can be implemented to mitigate the impact of localized refinery outages like we saw last week that spiked the prices in the Midwest only?
You know, with refineries, sometimes their maintenance and repair works are previously scheduled. So we know those when that will happen. On the other hand, what happened in Illinois with the ExxonMobil refinery recently, that was something that was not expected. It was due to a hurricane. So if we have something unexpected, it's very difficult for the government to step in so quickly to mitigate. But, for instance, usually when they're regularly scheduled maintenance closure of refineries, the government can, in different ways, help to keep the supply going. For example, you know, making sure that refineries in other areas produce excess oil so that that can be brought into the affected areas.
Okay. Abdur Chaudhary, Professor Emeritus of Economics at Marquette University. I appreciate your time this morning and have a wonderful week.
Okay. Thank you very much for having me.
Yes. From the 262, just got to read this, coming in, I saw gas prices at about $3.50 yesterday at around I-43 and Highway 100 at a few stations. That's, you know, kind of similar to what I was seeing, too, although I did say I saw $3.79 this morning as I was coming in from the North Shore.